Right now, let's go to our live line and welcome in David Schellenberger. We're going to be talking about Promoting Hope, Preventing Suicide, a Community Conversation. Hi, David. Thank you for dropping by.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be with you.
How big a problem is suicide today?
Suicide truly is a national epidemic and a public health crisis. Regardless of whether or not it is designated as such, suicide currently is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States.
Wow, that is staggering. Are we seeing an increase as a result of just the pressures of daily life over the last, say, 10 years?
Absolutely. As people become busier and naturally the stressors of life continue to mount, we find that people become increasingly desperate. And within that desperation, it is difficult to find hope. And therefore, unfortunately, a great national tragedy is when somebody decides to take their own life.
More men or more women? Is there any statistic on that?
There is statistics. Currently, believe it or not, suicide claims more than 1 million lives worldwide. And we are seeing that there's one suicide every 40 seconds. Right now, many folks do report at some time in their life, almost 1% of the United States population report that they have suicide plans within the past year. Hmm. When we think about patient populations, still men do lead the lethality side of taking their own life.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what can be done. You obviously have a passion for this, and you work with a behavioral health center that serves primarily clergy and religious in Pennsylvania, the St. John Vianney Center. But is what you do there any different than what someone in a similar capacity in a more non-religious environment would you be doing the same thing?
Absolutely. Actually, the methodology for treating folks that have thoughts of self-harm are universal. While there are protective factors that come into the realm of our care, which really is the connectedness to the Lord, the connectedness with their calling to the Lord and serving in the ministry, as we look at protective factors across the board, many of us do pull on things that allow us to find that hope, to find that glimmer, to find that reason to continue to push through those hard times. Things like, again, your religion, your responsibilities to friends, family, the connectedness that you have with others, which really leads me to one of the most important things that we think about is really the opportunity to come together as a community. When we think about helping folks that are contemplating suicide and taking their life, the more support that they feel, research has shown that that can actually provide better outcomes and life-saving measures. What we need to overcome is the stigma that is associated with mental health. And the campaign this month for Mental Health Awareness Month is a great starting point each year to be able to continue to reduce stigma and increase awareness.
So this is going to be something that anyone in the community can come to if they have maybe some concerns about a loved one, a family member, or maybe they're dealing with some issues themselves.
That's correct. This is a totally open community event, and I'm so honored and blessed to be invited in by the folks at St. John the Cross Parish to be able to have folks in their community come and learn. It'll be educational, it'll be supportive, and hopefully to be able to continue to raise awareness for how prominent this national epidemic is, that we really do need to have community involvement and awareness to decrease stigma, increase community supports. I'm going to be providing education, support, hopefully giving everyone that hope to be able to carry through, carry on, and continue to promote a very open, welcoming environment in their communities, that when folks are feeling down, when they are feeling as if they're in despair, that they know where they can turn. and the people that are willing to assist and help will be right there on the front lines being able to support them.
You know, one of the things that is really frightening is the increasing number of teenage suicides. And, you know, we read about it. We hear about bullying as being a large cause, contributing factor to this. What advice can you give to a parent whose child may be experiencing and be the victim of bullying that a parent can tell a child so they don't, you know, just curl up into a shell and think about harming themselves?
Certainly. Really, it's about the parents being involved. They need to be having open and honest conversations. Many times when one of the things of overcoming the stigma and overcoming the fear is that this premonition that many people have that by asking someone, even an adolescent, are you feeling like you want to hurt yourself? Are you feeling suicidal? Many times we think that that actually puts that thought into the person's mind, mm-hmm. when in fact it's shown that having that open conversation is a protective and preventative factor. So my advice to parents as they're dealing with tumultuous times of teenage years is to be involved, to ask the questions, to look for warning signs and factors that may increase risk. Some of the things that may increase risk would be an increase in any type of isolation. Mm-hmm. Someone that may be, if someone is newly starting with substance misuse, so whether that would be drugs or alcohol, when you have a sense of hopelessness, that the hopelessness that life will never get better, that things will be unrepairable for the future, those are some of the things and just some brief warning signs to look for.
And this seminar that you're going to be hosting is free, open to the public, happening on Tuesday, May 15th, 7 o'clock at the St. John of the Cross Parish. That's over there at 140 Richmond Road in Euclid, about halfway up the hill there. 7 o'clock is start time. Are you going to be able to take questions and answers at this presentation as well?
Absolutely, Steve. One of the things that I look forward to, again, is that this will not be just lecture style. This is going to be open dialogue. That's why it's labeled a community conversation, because we will be hoping for and asking for and requesting community participation as we continue to move through that evening. I will be available to stay afterwards, to talk to people individually, to answer questions. I will stay as long into the evening as the community desires.
And where can people get more information about you, about this very important topic, and other resources to hopefully stem this growing epidemic of suicide?
Absolutely. So St. John Vianney Center can be found on the web. That would be www.sjvcenter.org. Many national organizations have websites with free telephone lines. So if you called NAMI, which is the National Alliance of Mental Illness, their website is www.nami.org. There is a great new campaign that's out. It's called the Campaign to Change Direction, and that's at changedirection.org. And then always, probably the most important number and resource to have is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And that phone number is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K.
1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. We've been talking to David Schellenberger. He's going to be in Euclid at the St. John of the Cross Parish next Tuesday night, May 15th, 7 o'clock, for a very, very important community conversation entitled Promoting Hope, Preventing Suicide. So if you or someone you love is dealing with the pressures of daily living and finding stress is just driving you to think thoughts that, you know, just might scare people if they knew you were thinking these thoughts, this would be a great opportunity for you to find some help and some hope. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you very much, Steve.